As noted on the agenda, the sponsor substitute SB 260 will not be heard today at the request of the sponsor, and we'll let him inform us as to his future intentions on that. We'll go on to SB 261, an act relating to municipal sales and use taxes involving air carriers and providing for an effective date. There's a CS in the file too that that will add some specifics to air carriers definition. The sponsor statement has been in a folder, and if anyone wishes any more elaboration on that, I'll go over it. But at this time, I'd like to go to the Anchorage LIO office, and we have Halpert.
What you need to want to know about the weather? From Lake.
We're providing for an exemption for all carriers that fail to get into Juneau 3 days in a row.
That sounds like an amendment to me. We'll go to Butch Halford in Anchorage. I believe he has signed in there to testify on this bill. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
State your name and go ahead, proceed. Yes, Senator Kelly, let me, for the record, state the roll call. Senator Curtula, Senator Sharp, Senator Phillips, and Senator Kelly are in attendance at the committee meeting here in Juneau. Senator Kelly?
Mr. Chairman, this seems like a pretty cut and dry case, and if the chairman is ready, I'll move that we adopt it.
We have one person in Juneau that would like to testify. Kent Switzer?
We have questions on the witness here?
Oh, just a moment. Yes, Mr. Halford, are you still there?
Yes.
Hang on, Senator Phillips has a question.
Okay.
doesn't have anything to do with the bill, but how's the weather at home? Is it clear? Okay. Well, we've been fogged in since Friday. That's what I heard.
Wausau Airport open?
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it from here.
All right.
Okay.
I got it off my chest.
We got through with those specifics. I'd like to go to Kent Switzer Swisher. Municipal League. Kent, state your name for the record.
Senator Kelly and I have a little pour here. Four testimony and this chairman's bill is down the tube.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Kent Swisher. I work for the Alaska Municipal League. I'm only two, so I guess it's okay. We have, I see that there is a committee substitute before you this afternoon, which does make a change from in the applicability of the bill from air carriers to federally certified air carriers. That obviously has some impact. We're not entirely sure what that change would do in terms of applicability of local taxes at this point. I guess we would say that that's one of our concerns at this juncture, is we're not entirely sure what the impact is, the bill being rather new to us. We've simply now gotten it out to our membership, and we are just beginning to get feedback back from people that we think this might be a problem or this doesn't concern us. And we're kind of going to wait a little bit for some of that to come back before we have a finalized point of view. However, as you know, the League generally opposes any state-mandated exemption on local taxing authority and would at least raise that issue in this case. Given local government's general financial situation and the difficulties we and the state face in the coming year, we would certainly not want to reduce or eliminate any viable option. And we would feel that any necessary exemptions can be addressed locally, as in fact we believe they have among various modes of transportation. I know that some of the boroughs now do provide exemptions for even ground-based transportation from their tax items. Since the sales tax is a local tax, we do define its base, and that base has been defined in varying ways in varying communities. We are concerned about the retroactive date of January 1, 1993. No matter what amount of taxes has been collected, or what the situation is, however widespread or however narrow, at this point in time, a retroactive measure of this nature does concern us, since it clearly would disrupt 1994 budgets for the communities involved and would, in fact, at least potentially require a refund for 1993 collections. We don't know what that magnitude might be, and I guess I'd point out that it's the local public that pays, that is injured, for what was an appropriate and lawful action at the time it was taken, whatever your determination as a matter of policy may be in this case. So we would suggest that if you are to enact the statute, that its effective date not be before the 1st of January of 1995. Okay, we hope the committee will not move too quickly on this matter, since, as I say, we're just beginning to get some information back on it. It's a complex subject, more complex, we believe, than it appears from initial discussions, and we'd like to be sure that we know all of the ramifications of it before it goes forward, and we do have those concerns. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my testimony. I'll attempt to respond to questions.
Senator Phillips?
Mr. Chairman, I might note that it still has the Community Regional Affairs Committee referral, which I'm chair of, so.
And finance.
So I think it's ample time to view the local government's concerns. And as chair of CRA, of course, I'll be asking for that in the committee. But, if this was the only committee referral, then I'd be a little concerned about the speed.
Any questions for Mr. Swisher?
And perhaps the chairman's staff, too, the same question. Since it's new on your platter, you probably don't have the answer, but I'm a little bit curious to how much total tax statewide or regionally are we talking about so far that has been collected or could be collected under present local statutes or local ordinances? Do we have any idea what how much it's been?
I don't, other than the legal opinions and the results of other court cases would lead one to believe that there hasn't been much, if any, but I think that is a good question, and we'll have time to bring that out.
We have requested that
information. Okay. we have requested, according to the Transportation Secretary, from DCNRA, a report and revenue on what has been collected, if any, on this tax in the various communities. So that'll be available to DCNRA committee. They said that it would take about a week to get it, and that'll be about as soon as you could have your first hearing on it.
Yeah.
So,
if that.
Any other questions of Mr. Swisher?
Mr. Chairman, this is Cliff Hall with Northern Air Cargo again. I wanted to make a comment just to make certain that there isn't any misunderstanding.
Go ahead.
Mr. Swisher mentioned that they were, in general, opposed to any limitation of any viable revenue source on the part of the cities and municipalities throughout the state. I don't object to that. In fact, I probably support it. However, this issue is not really a viable revenue alternative for them. It's not a viable source. The reason for my support of this bill is to clear it up so that various communities and air carriers don't spend fortunes and years of time and effort battling this issue in court to arrive at that conclusion. This technical amendment to the statute will merely make it clearer to avoid the enormous expense of having to go to court. I've submitted a good bit of background information, case law, and other background information that supports that position. The outcome of this should not change one bit anybody's revenue situation. If there is a tax currently being collected that would fall under this, in all likelihood it is not a legitimate tax because it's precluded by the preemption provision of the Federal Aviation Act.
Thank you. Yeah, our folder does have legal opinions by Bogo and Gates, and a copy of the Federal Aviation Act of 1958 that each committee member has. Senator Kelly?
Just a question for Mr. Hallford. Is his company currently paying any of these taxes?
No, sir.
Do you know of any air carrier in Alaska that is?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
but we are challenging a case in the city of St. Mary.
But you're currently not paying it?
True.
I think that's a non-issue.
Okay.
But what has been paid, I don't think anything's been paid.
Someone, we have a CS in front of us that...
Mr. Chairman, I suspect that Senator Kelly, if I might use his term, is correct in his analysis, but I would feel more comfortable if the spokesman for the borough's position that the bill be prospective. Now, I realize there may be a lawsuit problem there. I mean, in the past, I don't know. I would hate to see any small community that had collected any substantial amount, I don't know if there is any, having to repay it out of this year's lack of income. Borough we've reduced municipal services and all these things. It just bothers me a little bit. I understand, I think, full well, that the carriers are concerned, and maybe they'd still have to go to court or feel they'd have to go to court if we made it prospective. I don't know. But that's a concern. It can be brought up in another committee. I'd rather see it as of this date rather than any kind of payback.
That's why we ordered the analysis by CNR, Department of CNRA, for the next committee, so that we would they could be well prepared and have it material available at that time.
Mr. Chairman, one quick question as to why we further defined air carrier as federally certified.
My information on that is that tracks the mandated federal exemption, and most air carriers that are operating in a state are federally certified. They're hauling mail or that type of situation. So my understanding is that this bill just clarifies the exemption and tracks the federal mandate practically verbatim. Mr. Stoops. Hey, pardon?
I just wanted to have a chance to testify on behalf of the Air Carriers Association.
Fine. You're next on the list, then.
Right in center.
Do we have any challenge? You know, you can hire an attorney, and it's his responsibility to agree with his client if he can find loopholes or can find a program. Do we have any legal advice that flies in the face of Bogle, Bogle, and Gates' position?
I haven't been unable to find it at the present time. Mr. Stoops.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Reed Stoops, and I'm here today on behalf of the Air Carriers Association. I don't have anything more to add to Mr. Halford's testimony other than the Carriers Association as a whole has taken this issue up and supports Northern Air Cargo's position on the issue. And to reemphasize that we're not aware of municipalities collecting an air cargo tax at present, and it's our presumption that it doesn't have a negative effect on current municipal revenues. If we're wrong, certainly be interested to find that out in Community and Regional Affairs Committee, but I guess our position is premised on the fact that we're attempting to avoid the expensive cost of litigation that comes up from time to time on an issue which we think is clear, but where there's a disagreement with the municipality, it may cost us $50,000 every time the issue comes up.
We have some, Mr. Chairman, if I may interfere, we have some lawyers that aren't fully employed. And where's your social conscience?
With that interjection, continue.
Well, that's really all I have to say today, and we'd be anxious to get any information from CRA that would conflict with what we understand to be the case.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the committee substitute.
Any objections to the adoption of the committee substitute? Hearing none, committee substitute is adopted.
And I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill number 261 out of committee with individual recommendation.
Any objection? Committee substitute, Senate Bill 261 moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Next meeting is Thursday, and that, what time is that?
4:30.
That's 4:30 with a joint meeting with House Transportation.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday. Today's Tuesday, yeah.
What's it going to be about?
It's an IS-2477 overview.
Yeah.
From DNR.
I avoid joint meetings. Okay. I know you'll do well without me.
Committee adjourned. Thank you for your attendance.
Including caucuses. I don't know them either, so I'm consistent.
Yeah, I guess that's going to be DNR people
yeah.
And...